And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Has the Carolina-Duke rivalry ever been worth a kidney? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Well, you follow college basketball long enough and you hear just about anything and everything. Carolina and Duke fans I know used to splatch each other's cars with light and dark blue paint before the rivals met. UNC students stole Grand Hill's jersey one time. The Dukies goat napped Ramses, the late great Ramses, before one game. But what happened at a dialysis clinic in Louisville this week tops it all. Did you hear the story? A 68-year-old Kentucky fan and a 71-year-old Louisville fan got into an argument over Saturday's Final Four game between the Bluegrass State rivals, and it went further than just words. Ed Wilson, the Wildcat fan, was already hooked up to the dialysis machine. He punctuated his points about Kentucky winning the national semifinal by flipping the bird at Charles Taylor, the Louisville fan who was waiting his turn to keep his kidneys charged. So what did Taylor do? He walked over to Wilson and punched him in the face. Wilson claims Taylor was meddling in his conversation with another Kentucky fan who was agreeing that the top-ranked Wildcats would whip the underdog Cardinals Saturday night in New Orleans. Apparently, Taylor did not like what he was hearing, inserted himself into the conversation, and after the hexagenarian flipped off the wired-up septuagenarian, smacked him in the kisser. No one had a heart attack or died from anything else before the police came in to break it up. It wasn't much of a fight to begin with, if you can picture what I'm saying. So the next time you hear someone say that Carolina and Duke fans are vicious, cruel, and uncivil toward each other, remind them of what happened this week in Kentucky between two feuding dialysis dudes. By the way, and please don't hit me, I agree with Wilson that Kentucky will win by a margin not worth fighting for. This is Art Chansky. See ya.